They are in the stalemate. But what South Africa has proposed at the moment is, you must remember, the deal between the ruling party and the opposition was they have signed an agreement, and that agreement has got certain conditions. The conditions are South Africa is not going to give aid until they fulfill the agreement. At the moment, they haven't fulfilled the agreement. So what South African government has done is the president met with the cabinet, and they've made a cabinet decision that they are not going to release the aid to Zimbabwe until the stalemate has been resolved.
What is the best way to resolve the stalemate? Because as you said, that is the problem.
Let's look at two issues here. The biggest part of the stalemate at the moment is the issue of the Department of Home Affairs. It's a very sensitive issue. The Department of Home Affairs is posing a very big problem because no one wants to accept or want to give the other one the part to run the Department of Home Affairs. So what SADC has suggested is a power sharing for that department. However, the government of South Africa has said, listen, guys, we are not going to give you the money. Go and resolve the problem. So the facilitator is now giving a little bit of a leeway through that, through SADC and through what South Africa has done. They have got to resolve the problem. And the incentive is, if you resolve the problem, we are going to give you the money. If you don't resolve the problem, we are not going to give you the aid money. It's a lot of money. I mean, talking over 70, 80 million rand.
Now, there are those who are saying that MDC's leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, should accept whatever he's been given and move on. What do you say to that?
No. Those are not the principles of power sharing. Power sharing is about two organizations sharing power. At the moment, what Tsvangirai has been given is not fair to him. But my biggest problem is Tsvangirai is now playing a kind of, I'll never accept anything. That's my biggest problem. On the other side, you cannot accept what the Zimbabwean government is giving him. The Zimbabwean government is giving him a lot of useless government departments. So the best thing at the moment is for the facilitator from South Africa, President Thabo Mbeki, to convince the Zimbabwean government that they have got to accept what SADC has given to them. That is power sharing. They have got to share that power on the Department of Home Affairs.
The United Nations is threatening to impose additional sanctions on the members of the ZANU-PF party. Would that make any difference?
I'm not accepting that one. I am not accepting that one because, you see, what the United Nations is now doing is they are playing a side kind of party politics. They are not supposed to do that. What they're supposed to do is they're supposed to give the South African facilitator an opportunity to convince these guys. What South Africa has done and what SADC has done is they have given these guys an incentive kind of a package. You accept what is supposed to happen, we give you aid. And once we have accepted that, we are going to convince the European Union, we are going to convince Britain, we are going to convince the United States. And that's how you guys will play this. That to me is more acceptable than what the United Nations